housing stress is when a low or moderate income earner is paying more than 30% of their income in the cost of housing.
And we're seeing what degree of that in our part of the world?
I think we see varying degrees depending on people's income, their household size, and the amount that they're paying on rent. But what we do know is that the cost of housing is growing at a rate far higher than what people's incomes are. So it's becoming more and more difficult for people to sustain housing or even to find housing in the first place.
It seems that way anecdotally, that the cost of housing is going up faster than incomes are. If that's right and if that keeps up, where's all that going to take us?
I think what we're going to find is that it's going to place far more stress on the private rental market, where a lot of the people facing housing stress are. That's the sort of area that they're in, is private rent. But also it may force more people out of the mortgage market, out of home ownership, back into the private rent market. And that flow-on effect then causes greater pressure on social housing and public housing, private rent, emergency accommodation, and all those services that people look for.
Is renting actually less affordable, do you think, now than it has been in the past? I mean, the prices are higher, but is it, as a percentage of income, is it actually higher than it was in the 80s and the 70s?
Yeah, look, it really is. I mean, housing is the single biggest cost or expenditure item that people on low and moderate incomes face. An inability to afford housing places pressure on them, so they don't buy fresh food, they're not attending doctors, they're not taking care of bills, because obviously having a roof over their head is the most important thing. What we're seeing is that mortgage repayments are increasing by, you know, upwards of 30%. Median rent is increasing upwards of 49% from what they were previously. And I read some figures earlier today that showed that in some areas of Australia, rents have increased by over 70% since the early 2000s, and that's a remarkable figure.
What can you do to help people in our part of the world who are coming to see you at the moment?
Well, we have a range of programs, starting from our homelessness services, who saw over 3,000 people last year just in the Hume region. We've also got a new program funded by the state government, which is our STAR housing program, Sustaining Tenancies at Risk. And that's a new initiative to work with people who are in private rental to help them sustain those tenancies, or where the tenancies aren't sustainable, assisting them to find alternative accommodation. We also offer affordable housing, and we accept expressions of interest from people for those. And we're trying to increase our housing stock all the time, although that's difficult as well. And we also have some transitional housing as part of our homeless services to perhaps give people an opportunity to get back on their feet while they're looking for longer-term options.
Are there longer-term options in the sense of solutions? I mean, are we doing anything about that in a sustainable solution way, or at the moment is it just getting worse?
Look, I think it is getting worse, Joseph, and there is a huge shortfall in affordable accommodation, not just across Australia or the state, but in our region as well. And unless we have an increased supply of affordable housing, the situation isn't going to get better. But I do think that new programs like our STAR program and other initiatives that housing associations and homelessness services across the state are participating in do make a difference. But again, we need more affordable housing, more affordable private rental to help solve the problem, I guess.
Who's that up to? Is it governments? Is it the responsibility of governments to do something about it, or private investors, or what?
I think in from our perspective, we see housing, homelessness and poverty as a whole of government responsibility as well as a whole of community responsibility. I don't think the issue just lies with the state or federal government. We also have local government, we have community service organisations, we have private investors, and I think it does take a contribution from all of those partners to help resolve this issue. It's certainly not something that can be done single-handedly.
I think we had an announcement the other day of some more community housing or socially orientated housing that was funded by the Victorian government in and around Benalla. There's a little bit of that going on, but is that in any way making a dent in the numbers that we're seeing of people looking for housing?
Look, I think think what it does is it provides opportunity for those who are already waiting. But we know from our own list of people expressing an interest in affordable housing that the demand far outweighs supply, and it is getting increasingly worse. Obviously, organisations who have housing do the best that they can, but without that injection of affordable housing across the whole region, it's really difficult to make an impact.